This is an intro to the system you're in. The system, basically in Greater Anglosphere, Red Hippopotamosphere, or some of you call it Judeosphere. The system is a second-generation communist system. First-generation communists designed it, so we will call it second-generation communist. Leon Trotsky, that great pink rabbit, he didn't like first-generation communism because it wasn't revolutionary enough. And let me define that for you. Russia's still full of white people. Vietnam is still full of yellow people. Communist China is still yellow. They didn't like that. They wanted something more revolutionary. and so they decided to mix up certain elements of first generation communists, whether it be active measures or Aktivnaya Mereprenachaya, and then the English of the KGB, with some variety of different pseudo capitalistic type things. So the social system is second generation communist, or scientific racism, not scientific materialism. And the economic system is simply a corporate feudal state, or corporate feudalism, a feudal state based on corporate control, large plantations with corporate control. And so we have the thesis, second generation communism, scientific racism. We have its antithesis, corporate feudal state, with a synthesis, that's globalism. But unless we define it, it all becomes wordism, and our enemies use it against us. They always change their isms, but it's always the same old ism, isn't it? Yes, it doesn't matter what ism they give you, it's the same old ism. Because it's wordism. And that's what they do, this ism and that ism, but it's all the same synthetic BS. And so I'm going to define it for you, and I just did that. So, first generation communists, scientific materialism had nothing to do with race, really, but it did. But they didn't go out of their way trying to mix and match everything. Well, Trotsky didn't really like that. They wanted to end all particularism in a society, and so they started mixing and matching, and that's where you got the second generation, or what the conservatives now called social Marxism. Yes, they call social Marxism, but Marx was only interested in economics, so that doesn't make any sense. But you see, they like to define themselves. Well, we don't do that, because you can't really argue with them, because they'll always redefine themselves as another ism. But scientific racism is simply an accompaniment of every single ism you've heard of: multiculturalism, diversity studies, this ism, that ism. It all is the same old stuff. But what they did was they took, like, Chairman Mao's political correctness, and they brought it into corporate America and all over Anglosphere. And how they did that was through Tavistock. Tavistock is a famous social engineering school. It's a famous school for second-generation commies. And that was probably more dangerous than even the Frankfurt School. Most conservatives know about the Frankfurt School. They know all about cultural Marxism, but it isn't that. You never let your enemy define themselves. You define them for them, because they'll always rearrange it on you. And that's what they do. That's what they're the masters of. But Tavistock was something that that Freud ran, and Freud was involved in that, and he was involved in bringing certain ideals from Marxism, from active measures, from psychological warfare into corporate America, as well as the churches and stuff like that, because this stuff permeates everywhere. And they did this after World War II. They also, of course, you have the famous Frankfurt School, which designed a lot of the social engineering programs and everything else. But that is all second-generation communism, or scientific racism. It means it's a wide collage of every single experiment that they thought would work, from Chairman Mao's political correctness, and so on and so forth. And the economic program, the reason it's so radical is because of basically how damaging it is. Again, their ideal is to destroy particularism, destroy anything unique about any tribe anywhere. And they did this through a pseudo-capitalistic system, or a system that looks like capitalism on a shell simply because it has a stock exchange. What is not a free enterprise system? Maybe if you're in some parts of technology or some parts of financial services, there could be some free enterprise there. Yeah, it's a mixed bag, but it's a feudal state based on corporate control. And that's what they've done, and it went globalism, and everyone knows how damaging it was. many people talk about it being damaging for white rabbits or for our race, but they have no idea how much damage is done all over the world. Every other tribe that you will talk to, if you really travel, whether it be in South America or the North American Indians, or even to some of the Chinese, many of the Chinese that live outside the city, they don't like it. Is very damaging. It's a very ruthless system, and it has done a lot of damage, but it's on its last legs. But that is an introduction to your system. It's important to define something if you're going to have any type of hope to discuss it in a formal way, or to even know where it comes from. But most conservatives call it a social Marxism. It is not. It's second-generation communism. And they say that because they have a 401k plan, they like the stock market, and they don't see anything economic damaging about that. But a feudal state based on corporate control is extremely damaging because it's a two-pronged sword. And they also took it in religion. You know, they have the three spears there, religion, corporate or business, as well as the social engineering and government, society and education. But that's basically in a nutshell what it is, scientific racism, and it is on his last legs. And that's why most of the neocons, of course, come from communist thinking. They are Trotskyites, and Trotsky's one of the ones that came up with this stuff or started designing it. And it was deemed more revolutionary. And the neocons, whether it be on the left or the right, will constantly say it's way more revolutionary, and it is. And that's what they're saying. It mixes and matches and destroys particularism. It kills tribes. It changes everything and so on and so forth. But that's how they think. But it is important to understand that. In our programs, we never go into wordism. And if I do hit an ism, I'm going to define it in absolute so you know where it comes from and what it is. Because white rabbit thinking is the antithesis of wordism. Yeah, wordism is a byproduct of the pink rabbits and the red hippopotamus. That's chaos. Because it always changes on you. It's always a different ism, but it's always the same old synthetic BS. Yeah, if we're going to deal with BS, it's going to be good organic white rabbit BS. The big tall fish tails that we understand where it comes from. None of this stuff. But that's your system in a nutshell.